Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randall. Dive into the live courtroom drama as we bring you unfiltered audio from one of the most riveting trials of the year. Accused of multiple marital murders, Randall's fate unfolds before us. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. This is Dark Vows.
We are back on the record at City 250-966-81.
We do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard testimony regarding events that have been described by Sharon Randall to her friends. Such evidence was introduced as evidence of Sharon Randall's state of mind. You may consider the evidence to the extent you think it is relevant to Sharon Randall's state of mind. You may not consider this evidence as evidence of events that occurred or for any other purpose. This applies to witnesses Colleen Beyer, Michael Beyer, Deidre Marley, Alice Wolf, Antoinette Bean, and Victoria Kimiko. State, you may call your next witness.
The state will call Elizabeth Lavador.
What's her last name, Mr.?
Lavador.
Okay.
L-A-V-A-D-O-U.
And for the record, there is a stipulation by the defense that she can testify via blue jeans. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Ma'am, can you hear us? Okay, we can't hear you. I think your microphone is muted. No, it's not. Well, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we can see that you're speaking, but we can't hear you.
She's so bad.
That's her. I was...
No, ma'am.
She has a mic on her computer.
Do you have a microphone on your computer? Sometimes the camera and the microphone are different, so you may have to log into your computer's settings to activate the microphone.
The only other thing I could suggest is I could call her and put my phone on speaker, because I was able to call her when she was logged into Blue Jeans. I mean, I'd put it on speaker and we could just listen to it that way through the mic.
Doesn't matter to me at all if the jury can hear it.
Do you want me to try it?
You want to try that?
Yeah, Liz, I'm going to try to call you, okay?
I'm going to just have Mr. Hammer put his phone number on the record, please.
Oh, boy. That's not happening. Liz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Ma'am, if you could raise your right hand so the clerk can swear you in.
You do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes.
If you could state and spell your name for the record, please.
Can you state and spell your name for us?
Elizabeth Lavador. E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H-L-A-V-A-T-O-U-R.
Thank you very much. Liz, do you know someone by the name of Thomas Randolph?
Yes, I do.
Where did you first meet Tom?
Years and years ago. I met him on a dating line.
Okay. Where were you living at that time?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Did you start to date him in Utah?
Yes.
At some point, did you move in with Mr. Randolph?
Yes.
Do you continue to live with him, or does something change in the relationship?
We break up and I move out.
While you dated Mr. Randolph, Were there ever any discussions about life insurance?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about who brought up the topic of life insurance while you were dating.
Thomas brought up the topic.
Okay, what did he tell you?
He told me that I should get life insurance for protection of my daughter, and that we would make sure she got some money from it too.
Okay. How were you supposed to pay for the life insurance?
He was going to pay for it and take care of it. I just did a blood test.
Okay, so he offered to pay for the whole thing.
Yes.
About how much life insurance were we talking about?
What I remember is $150,000.
Okay. Who was the beneficiary of the policy?
Half for Thomas Randolph and half for my daughter.
So when you heard Mr. Randolph offering to pay for a life insurance policy under your name, how did you feel about that?
I like the idea of giving some comfort to my daughter.
So you were willing to do it under that context, correct?
Correct.
Who handled all the paperwork?
Thomas.
Okay, so what if anything did you have to do to set any of this up?
A nurse came to our house and took a blood test.
At some point, do you break up with Mr. Randolph when you were living in Utah?
Yes.
Do you move somewhere else?
Yes, I do.
Where do you move to?
I moved to an apartment in Salt Lake.
All right. Do you ever leave the state of Utah?
Yes, I've moved to California.
During the time that you were, you stopped dating Mr. Randolph, does your relationship stay off or does it kind of go back on and off? What do you remember?
It always went on and off.
All right. Are you familiar with the name Sharon Randolph?
Yes, I am.
And how did you become familiar with Sharon?
She was a lady Thomas met online when we were in a breakup.
Okay. Do you become aware that Mr. Randolph eventually starts dating Sharon and eventually marries Sharon?
Yes, I am.
Do you continue to have a relationship with Mr. Randolph during the course of him dating her and being married to Sharon?
Yes.
I want to ask you a little bit about contact. While he is married to Sharon, does he ever reach out to you?
Constantly on the phone.
What are we talking about here? What do you mean by that, constantly?
Several times every day.
Okay. How often during the week would he call?
I don't know, 30, 40 times.
Okay, so almost daily. Or every couple of days in a week?
Yes.
Was that a one-way street, or did you call him about the same amount? What do you remember about who was calling who?
I did not call him. He called me.
All right. And was your number at the time 805-649-5792?
Yes.
Aside from phone calls, were there other ways that he tried to reach out to you or make contact with you?
He would come visit,
okay,
get a phone call from Sharon, and go back.
All right, so you remember him coming, literally coming to meet you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. When he would show up, would he talk about what the status of what he hoped to have happen in his relationship with Sharon in relation to you? What was going on there?
He was leaving her every time he showed up.
Okay. Did he show up just in a car, or did he drive in something else sometimes?
There were cars at times and U-Hauls at times with his stuff.
What times of the year would he show up, do you remember?
All the time. About once a month, holidays.
Did that include Christmas?
Yes.
Did that include Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Did he ever leave you, like, cards or greeting, like love cards or anything like that?
Greeting cards were constant.
So, at some point, how do you feel about this back and forth between him going to Sharon and coming to you? How did you start to feel about it?
I got very tired of it and told him it's not going to work anymore for me. He needs to make a decision.
Okay, so you give him an ultimatum.
Yes.
Around when did this happen? When was this ultimatum given?
I think around the Valentine's Day visit.
In 2008?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of months before Sharon passes away.
Yes.
When you gave him that ultimatum of, look, you really just need to decide, what was his response to you?
He said he was going to go out and deal with Sharon so we could be together.
No further questions for this witness.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I guess it's actually good afternoon at this point.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Question. When Sharon died, did anyone from law enforcement in Las Vegas contact you?
No.
Silly question, but given that no one contacted you, you wouldn't expect there'd be a recorded statement that you ever gave to law enforcement, right?
Right.
Okay. You talked to Tommy, and you called him Tommy, right?
I did.
And almost everybody called you Lizzie, right?
Yes.
Okay. In those conversations with Tommy, did he let you know that he had not kept you a secret from Sharon?
Yes.
And in fact, you've actually talked to Sharon before, right?
Once, yes.
Okay. Sharon was aware of you and you were aware of Sharon. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. You mentioned this incident with life insurance. That was... Do you remember the time frame when that life insurance was purchased?
We probably known each other a year and a half.
Okay. What year did you meet?
Not clear on dates.
Okay. So you'd been in a dating relationship for a year and a half, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you had talked about being together forever, right?
Right.
And that's all before Sharon, correct?
Correct.
And you and Tommy would have intense periods of getting along, right?
Yes, we would.
And then you'd have intense periods of not getting along, correct?
Yes, we would.
Okay. Knowing Tommy like you do, you know he kind of doesn't have a filter, right? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean? You know what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of says what's on his mind, right?
Yes, he does.
And he's not bashful about using, like, for instance, four-letter words, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. He never hid that from you or tried to act like someone who didn't swear or anything other than what he is, right?
Yes.
Okay. The purchase of life insurance by yourself was before Sharon was in the picture, right?
Right.
And in fact, there was a policy in place for a period of time, correct?
Yes, it was.
And you consented to getting that policy, correct?
Yes, we went to the office together.
Right. I mean, my question's not clear. Tommy didn't make you do that, correct?
Correct.
You guys were talking about being together forever, right?
Right.
And you talked about getting life insurance so that the people you care about could be protected if, God forbid, something happened to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Super silly question, but you never got killed when you had that life insurance, did you?
No, I didn't.
When you and Tommy split up, that life insurance was let to lapse, right?
I had no idea. I was never a part of it.
Okay. So you haven't continued to pay the premiums, correct?
I never paid a premium.
Right. You haven't continued to pay the premiums after you and Tommy split up, right?
No.
Okay.
Right.
And you knew you were getting that life insurance, correct?
Correct.
You had to provide information on like a health questionnaire, a background about your health and your genetic history and things like that, right?
I'm not sure. I would think so.
You actually provided a blood test, right?
Yes, I did.
And you did that voluntarily, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Liz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, so you remember when the defense counsel asked you the question about, oh, you know, this life insurance policy, maybe it was taken out, maybe about 1.5 years of you guys dating. Do you remember that kind of at the beginning of cross?
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear, you weren't married when he's taking out a life insurance policy, correct?
Never been married, yes.
Okay. Did you have a lot of boyfriends in your life that took out life insurance policies out on you while dating?
Never.
Okay. The next question is, do you remember when defense counsel asked you, so when you purchased the life insurance policy, the purchase of the life insurance policy by yourself, do you remember that being phrased to you on cross-examination?
Yes, I remember.
Just to be clear, did you ever pay a single dime for the life insurance policy?
No, I did not.
Who is the person that provided every payment of premiums on that life insurance policy?
Tom had the paperwork and made the payments.
You were asked a question on cross-examination. Just to be clear, he never made you do this. Do you remember that question on cross?
Yes, I do.
Whose idea was it to even do this?
It was Thomas's idea.
And what did he say to suggest to you that this would be a good idea?
He said, everybody gets them and your daughter needs protection.
Okay, so he mentioned the fact that you should protect your daughter, correct?
Correct.
But he would get a 50% cut.
Yes.
You were asked a question, oh, I know this is a silly question. You didn't get killed after your life insurance policy. Do you remember that question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's another silly question. You moved out, right?
Yes.
No further questions. Liz, thank you very much.
Hold on,
Mr. Hammer. Oh, so sorry. Oh, I thought he said I'm done. Sorry.
No, they haven't answered me. And we still have the jury on the next one. He's jumping ahead. He's numbered.
You still there? Lizzie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Hammer was trying to get rid of you before I was done asking you questions. Just got a couple, okay?
Okay.
You never married Thomas Randolph, right?
Correct.
You were engaged to him, however, right?
Yes.
And you had talked about spending the rest of your life with him, correct?
Correct.
And that relationship didn't work out, right?
Right.
At the time you guys broke up, he did have life insurance that he was paying a premium for on you, right?
I don't know. I had no paperwork. I didn't ever see anything.
You were aware that life insurance was purchased, correct?
Purchased, yes.
And you agreed with that, correct?
Correct.
And if Tommy Randolph wanted to keep paying life insurance to profit from something bad to happen to you, he could have done that, right?
Right.
Okay. As far as you know, when you weren't going to spend the rest of your life together, there wasn't life insurance anymore, as far as you know, correct?
I don't know.
Okay. Nothing further.
Briefly based off of that. So, you remember those questions about you're not sure as to whether or not the premiums existed, correct, after you moved out, correct?
You're correct. Right.
Okay. So, just to be clear, none of the paperwork came to your house, is that right?
That's right.
So you're not sure if you continued to pay the premiums?
That's right.
Okay. There was a lot of talk about, the split up. Just to be clear, you continued to date him on and off during your marriage, during his marriage to Sharon, is that right?
Yes.
And after Sharon passes away, does he come back to visit you?
Yes, he does.
Does he come back to try to rekindle the relationship? Or at least come back and say, let you know what had happened, but with the intention to continue to date?
He came back to tell me what happened.
Okay.
And we never got to any other conversation.
Understood. No further questions.
When he came and told you what had happened in Las Vegas, he was really torn up about it, wasn't he?
I don't know how to weigh that.
He was very distraught, wasn't he?
He was somewhat distraught.
Okay. You remember he didn't come running to you and saying, she's gone, I can be in your life forever, correct?
Correct.
He was very upset that Sharon had been killed, correct?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Okay. I think you just did. You told us he was distraught, didn't you?
He was kind of distraught.
Okay.
Any final questions, Jeremy? Do the ladies and gentlemen of the jury have any questions for this witness? Okay. Seeing no response, ma'am, you are excused. Thank you very much for your testimony here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I?
Yes. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take our lunch recess at this time. During this recess, you must not discuss or communicate with anyone, including fellow jurors, in any way regarding this case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media. You must not read, watch, listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about this case. You must not do any research, such as consulting dictionaries, using the internet, or using reference materials. You must not make any investigation, test the theory of the case, recreate an aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own, and you must not form or express any opinion regarding this case or the comments submitted to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 12:25. We will be in recess until 1:40.
All rise for the jury.
You're listening to Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph. There's more raw courtroom drama ahead as we bring you unfiltered audio from trial. Join us as we navigate the testimonies, the tension, and the truth behind the headlines. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a minute. More Dark Vows, the trial of Thomas Randolph, next.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.